أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك أو كما قال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه My dearest respected elders, ulama, kiram, my beloved friends, It is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has assembled each and every one of us in a house from His houses. A place on this earth that has been set aside solely and only to worship Him. You and I are seated in the royal court, in the court of honor, a place that is sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As such, it deserves our respect. Rather, it demands our respect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, King of all kings. You and I cannot see Him, but you and I can feel Him through the recitation of our Quran Kareem. Through the Kalamullah, we converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time, any moment, that we desire to recite the Kalamullah. That is a quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala which He has sent a miracle and a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an ever-living miracle which will remain with us till Qiyamah. Respected friends, in this Kalamullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses each and every one of us. It is the miraculous nature of the Kalamullah that each person feels as though my Allah is speaking to me directly. How sad if we as an ummah do not value this great gift from Allah ta'ala and do not take the opportunity to converse with Allah Ta'ala, if not throughout the day, then at least once a day. We can speak to everybody. When the Adhan is going also, we can speak. And the Adhan is one of the Sha'air of Allah. This is one of the great signs of our deen. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, that the one who honors and respects the sha'air and the signs of deen, then it is due to the taqwa and the piety that he has in his heart. And if he cannot honor the sha'air and the signs of Allah, then it is due to the lack of taqwa and the lack of closeness with Allah and the lack of realization. Many a person, we hear the incidents, just due to the mere respect shown to the Adhan or the other signs of deen, Allah blesses them with safety and salvation. Although the person may have not been such a pious person in our eyes, but due to that respect within his heart. And there again we come to these actions. There are certain actions that we cannot see. A person is performing salah, mashallah, we can see it. A person is reciting the Quran Sharif, we can see it, we can hear it. A person is doing his zakat, we can see it. A person is going for hajj, we can see it. But there are certain qualities that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala regards very greatly. Nobody can see it. Respected friends, these qualities are only between a person and his Allah. It is a secret. It is special. One of this is the taqwa. Taqwa is not the fear of Allah as the fear is generated by a person coming into proximity with something dangerous like a lion or a tiger or an elephant. Rather, the taqwa of Allah is like the awe mingled with respect and fear that a person, a respectable person, a good person has with, for example, his father, but multiplied, obviously, countless times. That is Allah. Respected friends, the people of the past, such was their closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such was the relationship that they built with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that some of them at the mere recitation of A'udhu billah, Bismillah, they would fall unconscious. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the Azwaj Mutahharat mentioned that at home he was with us like one of us. Just like how a husband is in the home, chatting and talking, having fun, making jokes. And that's how it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be so rigid and stern and strict and cheeky in the home that everybody is waiting for the moment that we step out of the home. The respected friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his home, he was like one of the people of the household. He would be busy with his things, mending his shoes, sewing, helping out in the home. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is the way of the certain nations, certain people, and their backgrounds and their mannerisms in their culture, so to say, where they sit with the arms folded and everything is expected to be done for them. It is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the most humble of those who are humble. And we hear how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks to the Sahaba and he explains himself to be a slave of Allah. How would he eat? In the manner of a complete slave. We recite in the kalima, in the shahada, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abaduhu wa rasuluhu. And this is to outline to us that this humility, this showing yourself to Allah as his complete slave, it's very, very desired by Allah. Gee, on the battlefield against the disbelievers, mashallah, a person, he should strut about showing his bravery. There, that is the place for that. But other than that, a Muslim, he is the slave of Allah. He is the picture of humility. May Allah grant myself. I am the most lacking in these qualities. Allah bless us all, respected friends, with the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the example Allah has sent to us. The perfect human being Allah has sent to us. The most beloved of Allah. And how he carried himself at every opportunity, at every moment and every occasion. That is the sabak and the lesson for us. To become the beloveds of Allah. Because respected friends, we are only here in this dunya. This entire exercise you and I are in. Our birth and our attaining childhood and then adulthood and then eventual old age and then in the qabr. This entire cycle, it is to build a relationship with Allah. A closeness with Allah. That is everything. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with regards to this beautiful month of Ramadan that is on our doorsteps, Allah says in the Kalamullah, in this pure Mubarak Quran, Allah ta'ala himself outlines The object of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This quality is very, very important. Bring this quality in your lives. Bring it into our lives. This is our goal. And a person has achieved everything. The one who Allah is his, he has no need for any other thing. Allah make it that this reality, it comes into us. And once it comes into us, the better Muslims we will be. And the more real Muslims we will be. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you. It is farz. It is compulsory. You have to do it. You don't have a choice about it. Kutiba alaykum. And it's not only on you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. It was prescribed on those before you as well. And they did it. They fulfilled it. And now it is your turn. O Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is now your duty to fulfill the command of Allah. Respected friends, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah is showing us, your goal is to come close to me. And one of the objects of this month, or the desired results of this month, if a person lives this month properly, he fulfills this month properly, inshaAllah, ثُمَّ inshaAllah, he will be filled with taqwa. Respected friends, a very great month. The hadith I recite in front of you, this is the beginning of a very, very lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cast. I wish we had the time to go through every word of this hadith, because it has every bit of advice that you and I would ever need for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And it has that fuel that you and I need to push us to receive this month and enjoy it. Respected friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as we've been hearing from the Mubarak month of Rajab and now in Sha'ban, mashallah, the Imams and the Aimma are making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. It's not something we just recite it like a ritual. But there is feeling in it. And that is that feeling that was emanating from the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a heartfelt dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make for the month of Ramadan. 2 months prior. Allah, we are so close. Allah, don't deprive us. Allah, we are so close to this month. Let us witness this month. Grant us this month. Let us have the opportunity. One more Ramadan. Respected friend, why? Why so much of anticipation? Why so much of desire? When this month is a month of fasting, we're going to be fasting the entire day. And then, over and above that, we're going to be standing an extra hour or more in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tired as we are, after a day of working and toiling, we're going to be tired and we're going to be feeling lazy. So why is there so much of desire and anticipation for this Mubarak month? Respected friends, this Mubarak month is like a multiplying effect. You know, these children, they play games. And in their games, they play and they're doing this racing cars or fighting games or whatever they have. And then they go over something like a patch of blue, something shining, and all of a sudden their powers are increased. There's a little children, we can ask them. Unfortunately, it's a very sad thing that these games have become part and parcel of our lives. The youngsters in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their games was bow and arrow, horse riding, running, physical activities. They were strong. They were ready to take on the obligation of jihad. It was something that they would be looking forward to. Ya Rasulullah, I'll throw this person down. You allowed him to go in jihad. Allow me also. They wanted to give their lives. They were a total different creation. That's what it looks like. They were a total different creation. You and I, we cannot relate to them. Because we have moved off the mark. That sirat-e-mustaqim that they were treading, which they kept themselves steadfast upon, it took them to the desired goal, respected friends. The concern, the goal is to reach our Allah. It is not to occupy and busy ourselves in the entertainment, though it may be available. Respected friends, however, slowly, slowly we should try and bring our children out of these futile activities. Slowly, slowly. Many a times I would say it is the fault of us as parents, where we don't give them the time that they need and the affection that they desire. Many a time a child would say, and he would speak, and when he would speak of those moments that he had, prime time he had with his parents, and how we used to play together, and how Abba and Papa used to throw the ball and we throw it back at him, and how we used to laugh together. They're not talking about the PlayStation and the other fancy things that Abba bought them. The real remembrances that they have and the beautiful memories that they cherish is the time that we spend with them one on one. Allah bless us. Respected friends, our children are very, very great. They are very, very great. As we have in business, what we say? A person. Our very great assets. Very valuable they are to us. And in them, we should be expending all our extra time and effort. Extra, not from the business. Extra from our duties to Allah. Business, that is a sideline. Respected friends, there is so much to speak of, my time is up already. But just to end off, the Sahaba, their children, focused on this. They were focused on the Akhirah. Why? Because their parents were focused on the Akhirah. So likewise, the children will focus on the Akhirah. Abba, Ammi, father, mother, they regard this so serious. There must be something we have to worry about it as well. Not that they won't play, they will be playing. But it's not like our children today, where they glued to these devices, and that is everything, where the mother and father are begging the child to come to the table, rather to the dastarkhan to eat. So much they are absorbed in these things. Allah save us. Allah save us. Respect the friends, it's never too late, some effort should be made. We don't throw in the towel, but we make an effort till our dying breath, because these are our assets. They are all important. And they are what Allah is going to ask us about. You were sent, you were the father as the shepherd of your family. How did you flock them? How did you herd them? How did you guide them? In which avenues you took them? So respected friends, this Mubarak month is that multiplier. It is that which will propel a person. He may be at a certain level in the eyes of Allah. He may have reached a certain maqam by Allah. But by the coming of Ramadan, it will propel him way beyond that position that he had previously to a much higher, a position closer and even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the Sahaba his longing and his desire for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Inshallah, Allah give us the tawfiq to open the Fadail Amal and the books of Ahadith with the translation, this explanation, respected friends, about this Mubarak month and how one action in this Mubarak month is so great. The reward of it is multiplied. For example, the reward of a nafil, the reward of an act that is not obligatory in the month of Ramadan is given the reward of an obligatory act out of Ramadan. So what can we say about the farais? Those acts which are obligatory, multiplied 70 times and more. Respected friends, so much and for nothing. We say for nothing, in other words, just for continuing with the normal, our normal salah we are reading every day. Our acts of kindness that we are doing, but we will do more of it in Ramadan. For these normal acts of ibadah and a little bit more, Allah will bless us so much. It's like the floodgates of the rahmah, they are opened in this Mubarak month. The shayateen are tied up and they are weighed down. They cannot do what they normally do out of Ramadan. And we can vouch for that. In Ramadan we see, alhamdulillah, the masjid, it's full. There's more people. People's hearts are softer. People are more receptive. Where is this coming from? That blockage that shaitan was creating is gone. It's diminished. It's less. So respected friend, in this ayat of Quran Sharif, one more minute inshallah, Allah Ta'ala says, after the ayat I recited, one, two ayats further down, Allah says,
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
This Mubarak month is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed.
فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ.
Whoever witnesses this Mubarak month, he must fast. And then Allah Ta'ala says,
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ.
Allah don't want to make things hard for you. Allah, I must fast now, perform tarawih. Why extra things now?
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ.
Allah wants ease for you.
وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ.
Allah does not intend hardship and difficulty for you. Really, Allah wants to give us. That's why He has blessed us with this Mubarak month. And He has asked us to do a little bit more. Just to have a bit of an early breakfast and an early supper. Not so difficult. Respected friends, Allah bless me and all of us with the feeling for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. That just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was longing for the advent of Ramadan, Allah make us that we also fill ourselves and our hearts with that long, I can't wait. When will be the moment I will be able to fast? And I will then after that break my fast and how tasty that khajur will taste and how refreshing that water will taste. And this is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one of the joys of fasting is the iftar that you and I enjoy. How much we enjoy that, respected friend. Likewise, we should look for that masjid where the Quran Sharif is being recited properly, a lengthy taraweeh, as much as we can manage, inshallah. We don't look for the places where it's up, down, touch the ground, and then we standing outside the masjid and chatting away till midnight. But we say, you know, we did our taraweeh in record time. So what was the benefit? You're supposed to be sitting in the masjid and spending your time there. Enjoy the Quran, the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, respected friends, my time is long overdue. Please forgive me for taking extra time. Now a few minutes will be given inshallah for our sunnah salah, and thereafter the khutbah will take place. Jazakumullah.